I was hoping that the government of Japan would have been more prepared as far as vaccinations are concerned.
There are concerns expressed about the Olympics. This is Friday, July 23rd, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Also ahead, the U.S. has doubled its new cases of COVID over the past month. Arrest in Hong Kong for authors of children's books. Economic divisions grow in Tibet's largest city. NASA's Mars rover to start digging on the red planet. It is all on today's VOA Asia. Excitement is building over the Tokyo Olympics despite more athletes testing positive for COVID-19. While the games are set to begin this Friday, the head of the Tokyo Organizing Committee says there is still a chance they could be canceled due to the virus. Still, sports fans in the U.S. are eagerly gearing up to watch, as VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
The Olympics Games in Tokyo are back on track starting Friday, 1 year after being postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. fans, like others around the world, are eagerly waiting to watch.
I'm most excited for track because I was in track from in high school, so I'm most excited to see that, and especially the girls' race.
I love track and field. I'm looking forward to some of the newer events. I think there's skateboarding, if I'm not mistaken, and beach volleyball is always fun.
So I'm really excited that baseball is being played at the Olympics again. It's been a long time, and I'm really happy for that.
But COVID-19 continues to be a threat, and there is concern that Japan's vaccination rate is lagging.
I was hoping that the government of Japan would have been more prepared as far as vaccinations are concerned, because I know that there are a lot of other nations who are concerned about their athletes going out.
Others are not worried.
I feel like the team would be very safe and they would feel cautious themselves.
Japan has reported over 850,000 COVID-19 cases and 15,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic, according to a tally by the Johns Hopkins University's Resource Center. Tokyo's governor says the city's medical system is ready to hold safe and secure Olympics.
Quite a lot of people will be vaccinated, and many will be vaccinated during the Tokyo Games. What will change as a result is that the rate of the elderly becoming seriously ill has been greatly reduced. The number of deaths is also very low, almost zero.
But the governor also warned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over and the Delta variant remains a risk. This has led dozens of protesters to march against hosting the games.
Over 1,000 people have gotten infected in 3 consecutive days in Tokyo, and people are dying. If we had allocated money and human resources to anti-COVID measures, the situation wouldn't have got this bad.
The chief of the Tokyo Organizing Committee said Tuesday he has not ruled out a last-minute cancellation of the games as more athletes test positive for the virus. The Tokyo Olympics are due to run from July 23rd to August 8th. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
On the eve of the games, organizers fired the director of the opening ceremony over a joke he made about the Holocaust many years ago, while media reported former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a staunch advocate for the Tokyo Games, would skip the showpiece event. Reporter Steve Ross is in Tokyo for VOA Asia with other news surrounding the opening of the Olympic Games.
Once billed as a recovery Olympics to showcase Japan's comeback from the devastating 2011 Fukushima earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster, it is now a pandemic Olympics facing challenges and potential highlights all its own. Fukushima Azuma Stadium was the site of the first Games event. Defending softball champion Japan faced Australia on Wednesday ahead of Friday's opening ceremony in Tokyo. In Japan's capital, volunteers designated the City Cast are helping organizers with final Games-related preparations and will guide traffic and visitors around the venues. Heat is a major factor, with temperatures in Tokyo reaching 33 degrees Celsius on Thursday. And Tokyo reported over 1,800 cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, up from about 1,150 on Wednesday of last week.
Steve Ross for VOA News, Tokyo.
VOA Asia continues, the U.S. has averaged more than 26,000 new COVID-19 cases per day over the past week, more than double the number it was a month ago, with the more contagious Delta variant making up over 80% of cases. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Swera looks at the Biden administration's strategy for dealing with the surge as misinformation continues to drive anti-vaccination sentiments in certain groups.
COVID-19 restrictions on bars and nightclubs in some U.S. cities have been fully lifted, but the fast-spreading Delta variant has led to a surge in cases and hospitalizations, particularly in areas with high vaccine hesitancy rates. The Biden administration calls it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Communities that are fully vaccinated are generally faring well.
Despite the administration's efforts to push the free and readily available vaccines, government data shows only 49% of Americans are fully vaccinated. A recent Axios Ipsos poll shows 30% of American adults surveyed said they haven't gotten the vaccine. Chris Jackson is the head of polling at Ipsos.
There's a wide range of reasons given for not wanting to get the vaccine. And they generally speaking come down to some sort of sense of safety of the vaccine itself, along with not thinking that the coronavirus is that serious or that dangerous.
The data shows that anti-vaccine individuals primarily get their news from alternative media sources, which often spread health misinformation. Last week, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warned of its dangers.
Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks in high-risk settings. It's led them to turn down proven treatments and to choose not to get vaccinated.
A recent Washington Post ABC News poll showed 86% of Democrats have received at least one shot, compared with 45% of Republicans. Now the Republican Party leadership is urging supporters to get vaccinated. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I want to encourage everybody to do that and to ignore all of these other voices that are giving demonstrably bad advice.
This marks a notable shift after months of Republican resistance against the Biden administration's pandemic efforts. Responding to VOA's question on board Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Anyone who goes out there and shares accurate information about the effectiveness of the vaccine, about the fact that it can save lives, is a positive step in our view, and hopefully it continues.
Meanwhile, at least two vaccinated White House staff have tested positive for COVID-19 after interacting with more than 50 Texas state representatives who visited the nation's capital last week. Patsy Whitaker-Swera, VOA News.
Asian countries are reporting record COVID-19 waves this year compared to 2020 as vaccination drives fall short and governments lose hope that mask closures and border controls can keep the coronavirus away, observers in the region say. Spread of the Delta variant from India, infections among airline personnel, and citizens who brought back the virus from trips spread COVID-19 in parts of Asia with recent outbreaks. Containment measures had relaxed in some spots after months of low caseloads, while domestic travel picked up. Much of 660 million population Southeast Asia now faces new rounds of economic inactivity triggered by business closures and stay-home orders to contain the virus. The Asian Development Bank said this month it had downgraded Southeast Asia's 2021 economic growth forecast to 4% from 4.4% as some countries reimpose pandemic restrictions. We're happy you're with us on VOA Asia. Hong Kong police arrested five people Thursday on sedition charges, saying that children's books they had published were aimed at inciting hatred toward the city's government. More from Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson.
Five people in Hong Kong have been arrested on charges of sedition for books they published featuring sheep and wolves. Hong Kong police say the stories are aimed at inciting hatred amongst young people towards the city's government. Those arrested were members of a speech therapists union that produced books for children. They were arrested under a colonial-era law targeting sedition, which had been rarely used before the anti-government protests. First convictions under the sedition law carry a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison. At a media briefing on Thursday, police displayed the confiscated books. One of them is titled Defenders of the Sheep Village and tells the story of wolves wanting to occupy a village and eat the sheep, who in turn use their horns to fight back. Police say the book was connected to the 2019 protests. Two other books were highlighted as raising concern, including one about 12 sheep taken by wolves to the beast's village, where they would be cooked. It potentially alludes to the 12 Hong Kong people captured by China in August last year as they tried to flee the city by boat. Thursday's arrests add to fears about the shrinking space for dissent in Hong Kong since Beijing imposed a national security law last year. Security officials have said law enforcement is based on evidence and has nothing to do with an individual's political stance, background, or profession.
Laura Bradley Watson reporting. China, meanwhile, has rejected the World Health Organization's proposal for a second phase of its investigation into the origin of the novel coronavirus pandemic. Shen Yixin, the vice minister of the Chinese National Health Commission, told reporters in Beijing Thursday that he was extremely surprised when he read the proposal offered by the UN Health Agency includes audits of laboratories in the city of Wuhan, where the virus was first detected in late 2019 that led to more than 192 million infections around the globe, including 4.1 million deaths. Zheng said the WHO's origin tracing proposal lacks common sense and displays a disrespect toward science that makes it impossible for Beijing to accept. A team of WHO researchers visited Wuhan earlier this year to research the initial cause of the virus. The team concluded the virus likely jumped from animals to humans and that it was extremely unlikely that it leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as some experts had speculated. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has criticized China for not fully cooperating with investigators by not sharing raw data, and has called for a continued probe of all theories, including a lab accident. Now on VOA Asia, NASA's Mars rover Perseverance will start taking rock samples from the bed of an ancient lake within 2 weeks. The U.S. Space Agency says the module, which is the size of a large SUV, landed on February 18th in the crater Jezero with a mission of looking for traces of ancient life. It has since traveled a kilometer south of its landing site. NASA believes the crater was home to a deep lake billions of years ago that filled and then emptied many times and that could have created the conditions for life. Ken Farley is the Mars Perseverance project scientist.
The first opportunity where we could see potential biosignatures in a way that I think could be compelling will be when we expose the interior of the rock through abrasion. And our first opportunity to do that is in association with the collection of this first sample in the next few weeks.
The rover will also try to find possible signs of ancient germs. NASA is planning a return mission with the European Space Agency to collect and bring the samples back to Earth around the 2030s. Top U.S. and South Korean officials have agreed to try to convince North Korea to return to talks on its nuclear program, which Pyongyang has insisted it will not do in protest of what it calls U.S. hostility. AP correspondent Zuria Shankly reports.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman was in Seoul as part of her regional tour that will take her to China this weekend. She'll be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit China since President Joe Biden took office in January. She has met South Korean Foreign Minister Chang Il-yong for talks on North Korea, the military alliance between Seoul and Washington, and other regional issues. Chang's ministry said in a statement the two decided to continue close consultations to get North Korea to return to talks. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Thousands of websites around the world were unreachable Thursday in what appears to have been a problem with a widely used content distribution network. Akamai said on its website that it was experiencing an emergency issue with its Edge DNS service. Later, the company said the issues had been resolved. What caused the outage remains unknown. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to our service chief, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team of Doug Bernard, Keith Lame, Emmy Heibels, Chris Cascao, and Jim Stevenson. I'm Ira Melman. Please stay healthy and enjoy the day.